How's the dating thing going, Erica?
Oh, it's a slice of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It is heavenly. And I'm really happy to be back on the market. Thank you, honey.
You know, years have gone by since you were sort of,
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yes, I
when
do.
You jump back in, what's the water like?
Well, tepid. I'd go with, it was going okay for a minute there.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you find yourself doing something that you really hoped you would never do, like calling your current by your ex's name.
Oh.
And suddenly you think, now how do I regroup from this?
No.
Yeah.
That's a tough transition to make because he knows the other guy's name, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you roll that out.
Yeah. Not in a bad moment, but still.
It
rolls off your tongue and he heard it before I heard it. And it was like, I can try to play this off like, I did not say that. But you both know you did.
Yep.
Right and up. I have to turn it around and think, if he called me by his ex's name, I don't think I'd be terribly amused.
Oh, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, that'd be the last date, wouldn't it?
Well, right. And that's kind of why now I'm just in watchful waiting mode to see if really...
You think he's going to bail on you for that?
It's pretty bad.
It comes out, though.
I know,
when you're with somebody for years.
Yeah.
I think there has to be some... Can you blame it on a glass of wine or two?
Blame it on...
Yeah.
Plausible deniability.
I felt like making excuses look shadier.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the truth is, it's not like... I mean, what's wrong with that? I was with this person forever. Call you by my kid's name. I mean, what's the difference? I'm not seeing the ex anymore, so it's not as though there's a shady reason that
I would rather not be called more by your ex-husband's name or your son's name. Both would be, which would be more like,
son's name. I think. I mean, the ex's name, because again, years, you're with him, it comes out, in a moment of just being unguarded. Yeah. You know what you say to him? I'm so comfortable with you. I'm so unguarded with you.
That just
popped out.
I needed you to
You should have gone to the bathroom and called Jack and say, what would you do?
What would Jack do?
I really would just say, that's how comfortable I am around you. That just popped out. It's, it's been years with somebody having dinner and it just...
You know me, though. I immediately get defensive. I'm like, whatever. You gonna make a deal of it?
You turn very red.
I'm red right now. It's horrible.
But it's a terrible thing
to do.
But we all know there's ways to bring stuff up with E. Just directly confronting Erica is not going to do you any good. Because instantly she gets that
defensive.
What do you mean?
But you get to the heart of the matter, though. Because she's going to sense that something's up if you don't.
Mm. Well, I think
that's the problem. If you pussyfoot around me, I'm like, what's the deal?
That ticks you off even more, doesn't it?
I think with Erica, you go, I don't know if you realized... this
right
love
well I approach me like this like when is a good time to talk to you about X and then I'll just say never and then we don't have to talk about it.
Oh no,
you've made your point. I didn't have to acknowledge it. We can move on.
She's got some testosterone in it, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And that testosterone estrogen arm wrestling,
right?
So was he cool about it or
not really?
Really? Yeah.
Not really, no.
Come on, he's a lawyer, he's a grown guy, he's got kids. Come, please. Whatever.
Jack, you would be so pissed if Lisa Ann called you her ex-husband's name.
Yeah, Matt.
You'd be pissed.
Did she ever call you in the years you've been together?
No.
Really?
Did you ever call Lisa Pam?
You think so? Did I?
But
Lisa and Pam are friends.
Yeah.
So it's a little different.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm not justifying. Well,
you
know what?
You are.
They cook Thanksgiving dinner together.
I mean, have I? In your defense, it's usually related to the kids.
So
like when we're talking.
You're not sister wives?
Something. Yeah. Well, but that's a long time ago.
I'm throwing JP under the bus.
You see what she's doing?
Yeah, I see. That's your friend.
She
right
has
there.
Really turned this conversation around. It's true.
Did it bother you or did...
No, it didn't. Not at all.
Oh, my God.
Of course LA is going to say that.
No.
Well, I would tell you, it really bothered me, Jack, when you called me Bird. I'll tell you right now. I didn't like it.
Let me tell you what.
I don't like it at all. I'm taller than him by at least 3 inches.
I haven't thought or called him in years. Bert.
DC's best music mix.
Mix 107.3.
Maybe I should call him and ask him if he's called his co-host Jack.
Oh, no.
7 o'clock.